Recording. Okay, so I think we're recording. Okay, so we're on Daf Dalet tonight, okay? So let's just refresh our recollection what we did last night and the previous nights. So we learned that there's a halacha that there's a hafrash of the Kohen Gadol 7 days before Yom Kippur. He's sequestered. And we learned that there's a similar halacha with the paradum and the Kohen or the Smachloket tonight, whether it has to be the Kohen Gadol or not. But whoever is handling the paraduma also has to sequester for 7 days. And the miluim, when they were invested, also, please everybody mute themselves, were also sequestered for 7 days. So on Daf Beis, we learned that Rabbi Yochanan weren't at all from miluim. Based on the Pasuk, it says, Kasher asaba yomazeh, Tiva Hashem la'asot l'chaper leichem. As God has commanded you this day with the miluim, so he's commanded you la'asot, which refers to the paraduma, and the chaper leichem refers to Yom Kippur. And then the Gemara ended up saying that actually Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't hold fully like that. He himself holds, the only thing we really learn out is Yom Kippur, and he personally holds that the paraduma is a stringency on a rabbinic level. That's the way he himself, that's the way he himself learns. But there is another shita from his Rebbe, Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, so on the fifth white line, Rabbi Shmuel holds that they're both Doraisa, but Rabbi Yochanan holds only one. Then we said that Reish Lakish learns the Prisha, he learns it from Prisha before Yom Kippur, he learns from Sinai, from Har Sinai, that at Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe that for 7 days, he was in the Anan for 6 days. On the seventh day, he called Moshe Rabbeinu. So anybody who, it was Nichlas Lamachai Shechina, he has to have a Prisha 6 days, but the Mishnah says 7 days. So we're Mitzarif this with the Shita Rabbi Yehuda Mevatera. There's also Choshesh for Tuma. So those two things come to play. Okay? So now I'm going to continue on in Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, where we got around 8 lines down. Okay? So on 4a, around 8 lines down, right? So the Gemara says, Tani Kvatzi Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kvatzi Reish Lakish. We learn a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, and we learn a Braisa that supports Reish Lakish. Tani Kvatzi Rabbi Yochanan, we learn a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. Again, Rabbi Yochanan learned the whole din from the Miluim, from the investiture of Aaron HaKohen. He says, now this is the Braisa. It says, Bezodi of Aaron HaKodesh. So it says in the beginning of Parshat Acharimot, with this, Aaron will enter the Kodesh. In other words, if he does this Seder Avoda, he'll be enter the Kodesh Kadashim. So he says, Bamesh Amur Ba'inyan. So he says, he has to adhere to that which is referred to in the Pasuk. Now the Pasuk says, Hashem speaks to Aaron, Acharei Moch Shnei B'nei Aaron. By Dever Hashem Moshe. Hashem speaks to Moshe, Acharei Moch Shnei B'nei Aaron, after the death of two sons of Aaron. And he says to him, Zodi Aaron on the Kodesh. So the Gemara is going to say that the Bryson says, He says, "B'masha mor b'inyan, my he b'inyan the miluim." In other words, so it's a reference to the miluim. In other words, if Aaron, before Aaron can go into Kodesh Kadashim, he has to sequester himself for 7 days. Uma mor b'inyan the miluim. What was said by the miluim? In other words, when it says about the death of the two sons of Aaron, they died at the miluim. So that's the reference to it. So he says, "Aaron pirei shiva shemish yom achad." Aaron segregated himself for 7 days and then served 1 day at the miluim. In other words, the Yom HaShmini, then he's doing the avoda. He says, "Moshe masar lo kol shiva nilchan kol ba'avoda." And during the 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu was busy explaining the halacha to him. He's telling him to do this, to do that, going all the dinim, and then to be mechanichim in the avoda. So too, for future generations, the Kohen Gadol segregates himself for 7 days, he says, and does 1 day of Avoda on Yom Kippur. And then two Tamid HaChamim review with the Kohen Gadol all the dinim that he needs. And he says, they're Tamidim Moshe Rabbeinu, meaning they're Balei Mistora. And here, I think the Gemara is interjecting. It's not part of the Braisa. As opposed to Stukim. We don't want the Stukim to be involved in his education. The Gemara learns, we'll have later on the Masechta, that Stukim they did the avoda different on Yom Kippur. The Tzdukim would light the Torah before the Kohen Gadol would enter the Kodesh Kadashim. And we hold that it's only when after he entered the Kodesh Kadashim. Yeah, and they would give him a shua. They say, Yishi Kohen Gadol, they would, you know, that you have to take a shua that you're not a Tzduki. So, and then he would cry, and they would cry. They would cry they suspected him, and he would cry that they suspected him of being a Tzduki. So he says, Moshe lo kol shiva k'lechan ko ba'avoda. So we give him two Tamid Chachamim to review all the dinim with him so that he's in good shape when he does the avoda Yom Kippur. Mikan amru, Shivat Yamin Kodom Yom Kippurim, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol mi'beito lishkat parhedrin. So from here, and this is still part of the Brice, this is what Chazal will teach us, that we sequester the Kohen Gadol for 7 days, Lishkat Parhedrin, that's that Lishkat, the chamber that we referred to on Daf Beis when we began the Masechta. It was in the northeast part of the Beis HaMikdash. He says, Uchshem Shema Frishin Kohen Gadol, Takma Frishin Kohen Asarif and Apara, Lishkat Shalpanei Abira, Sabon Mizracha. And just like we have sequestration for the Kohen Gadol before Yom Kippur, similarly, we sequester the Kohen who prepares the para. It's interesting that here the Brisa doesn't refer to the Kohen Gadol when it's the para, Kohen Esrei for the para, but it's just the Hara. He mentions the Machlok Tanaim. So he says, Lishka Shal Panei Abira. So Abira could be the base of Mikdash, or Abira could be the location on the Hara by it. Sapona Mizraka also in the northeast quarter. Remember, they were in Lishkat Beta Evan. We discussed this previously. The Achadzeh, the Achadzeh. Either one of them, whether it's the Kohen Gadol or the Kohen who's preparing the Paraduma, they would sprinkle them each day from ashes from all the Paraduma they had previously had. They would keep some ashes from every Paraduma that they had ever prepared, and they would prepare a mixture of water, Mayim Chaim, with this ash, the Paraduma, and sprinkle them every day. Bim Tomar, and this is the Bryce still continuing, and I'll stop in another 15 lines, okay? Bim Tomar, Bimiluim Dam Hachamayim. Maybe it's like this, but look, on the Miluim, in other words, we're extrapolating Dinim from Miluim. Now, when it refers to the Paraduma, we said that Rabbi Yochanan holds it's only a Chumrin Rabbanon, so it doesn't mean he's actually learning this out from the Paraduma. The Paraduma is the same as the Kohen Gadol, but either way, Miluim serves as the example. So just like the sprinkling by Miluim, so too the sprinkling by the Kohen Gadol and by the Yom Kippur and the Kohen before the Paraduma. So he says, "V'im tomar b'miluim dam ha'chamayim." Maybe you say like this, but by the miluim, the Kohen Gadol was sprinkled with water. It says, "Vayazmenu." He sprinkled for the. Excuse me, he was sprinkled with dam. He was sprinkled with blood by the miluim. It says that he sprinkled him with blood of korbanot. Ha'chamayim here is being sprinkled with water, so it's like kasha with mun, as we say. He says, "Amri." So he said, "Nichtesumayim tachat dam." The water takes the place of the dam. In other words, there was no dam para, you know, to sprinkle on the Kohen Gadol before the Mishkan was erected, so that they did what they could, and then afterwards they have the water. But Omer, Kasher Sabayom Azet, Tivasham Asot Lekaper Lechem, La Asot Eilumas Eipara, Lekaper Eilumas Yom Ekipurim. And then we quote the Pasuk. Okay, so that's the end of the Braisa. Just wait just a few seconds, I'll summarize, okay? I know everybody's being patient. Just give me a minute. So the Gemara, so we quoted a long Braisa. This Braisa is supporting Rabbi Yochanan, that we learn the Hafrash of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, we learn it from the Miluim, from the investiture of Aaron and his sons in Parshat Shemini. Even though the Pasuk that we're quoting is in Parshat Tzav. So the Gemara says, V'hai b'zot v'bayle l'gufa, karban bakar l'chatat v'yayle l'olah. So the Braisa said, there was the Braisa says, b'zot, with this Aaron is going to enter the Kodesh. Meaning, if he adheres to the same protocol that was done by the Miluim. So just by Miluim, he was sequestered. So too here on Yom Kippur, he's got to be sequestered as well. So the Gemara says, Bizot, if you look at the Pasuk, Bizot says, Bizot Yavoron Kodesh, before Abba Makar Lechatar B'Ayli Olah. He'll bring a par and an aisle. That's what it's saying, Bizot. But this means the par ba'ayil. What are you saying? It's talking about the sequestration. It says, Amri, they send the base medrash, Hila Korban Lechuda Lema Krab Azeh. If the Pasuk was only referring to the right, it does refer to the korban, but if it was only referring to the korban, it wouldn't say bezot, which is lashon keva, be bezet, because the animals are male animals, a par and an ayah. He says, oh, be'ela, or he would say with these. In other words, bezet usually says one, and be'ela would be more than one. In rabbinic Hebrew, it's elu. I don't think elu is in biblical Hebrew. I don't think there's an elu in biblical Hebrew. Is there? Does anyone remember elu in the Chumash? I don't think so. I think elu is rabbinic Hebrew. Okay, so we'll see. It would say bezeh or be'ela. So my bezot. So why does he use bezot, which is lashon akeva? Shamina Tarkin. So that tells me two things. That's the Etzem Lima. Then the Gemara says, Maiva Omer, why does he go on? In other words, if I have a zot, why does he get on this pasuk? Kasher asapa yomazeh. The chitema yom kippur in kama who divide prisha kida ashkan demiluim. Maybe it's like this. That maybe it's only the first yom kippur that requires prisha, like by the miluim was also. It was a one shot deal. A one shot deal. Of all the yom kippur down below, inami kohen gadol kama who divide prisha, or perhaps the obligation is only for the first kohen gadol, which is Aaron. Not anybody else afterwards. Well, Kohen Gadol Amalo, Hashema, Kasher Sabbat Gomer. So I have the pasuk. Sivashem Latzolach Berleizem. Hashem has commanded that you should do going forward. Okay, so let's pause now. We'll take some questions in 1 second. Let me just summarize what we did and then just digest a little bit, and then we'll go forward. Okay, so again, so Rabbi Yochanan is an Amara. Rabbi Yochanan's an Amara that we got. He's the first generation of Moraim in Eretz Israel, and we had the member of Rabbi Yochanan that base. And then that turned out to be a statement from Rabbi Shmuel, but then we had him on Gimel Amud Beis. But suffice to say that Rabbi Yochanan learns from the Miluim, from the investiture of Aaron, that just like there was Hafrasha, sequestration of Aaron and his sons for 7 days, he learns from there that a Yom Kippur also has to be sequestered for 7 days. And then Rabbi Yochanan Lashitato holds that the Paraduma also requires sequestration. That was the Mishnah Masechet Para that we had on Daf Beis, which is in the third parak of Para. But that's according to Rabbi Yochanan, just in the Rabbanan. So the Gemara says, and the Reish Lakish says, no, we don't learn it from there. Reish Lakish says, we learn it from Har Sinai. So the Gemara said, Tani Kavati Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kavati Reish Lakish. We learn a Brisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. So now we have a Brisa. Brisa is obviously from Atana. So the Brisa says in Achinami that we learn it out from the Miluim. Okay, now it's time for questions, comments, and thoughts. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts?
I do. When Moshe was teaching Aharon, he sequestered also? I know he was sequestered.
No, Moshe Rabbeinu was not sequestered. Moshe Rabbeinu was busy doing Avodah that week. He was serving as the Kohen. The Kohenim were sequestered, and he was busy. Moshe Rabbeinu was doing, but he's the one who received the Torah from Har Sinai, so he's going over the Dinim with Aharon.
So
we're talking about by the Miluim, you're talking about, right? Yeah.
I'm talking about Erev Yom Kippur for that week.
No. So let's go back. So Erev Yom Kippur, no. So Erev Yom Kippur, Moshe Rabbeinu was not sequestered.
Is that because he was already away from Tzipora?
Sequestration means you're in this spot, you're not leaving this spot. That's the sequestration.
Number 24.
Right. So Moshe Rabbeinu, he's not doing the Avod on Yom Kippur, and he wasn't inducted as a Kohen after the Miluim, so he's not subject to the Prisha.
Talmidei Chachamim, they're also not subject to
Prisha. Right, they come, they teach, and they're teaching, and now we're gone, we're going home, that's it. Okay, we'll see later on. Okay, as far as I can remember, that's what I recall. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Let me see what else is here. Nice to see everybody. Seth, Shia, Robert, Aaron Gershon, I'd like to see your picture. Okay, and everybody.
Who do you have over there with you?
What? All I have is Yosef here. He's a Kasha person, all I have is Yosef. And my battery is at 18%. So we'll see. We're making our way through this. Hopefully the battery will make it to the end of this session. I'm learning with this with these cell phones. I don't know. I can't get it recharged up to more than 70%, but I got to get going with this. Okay, so now I'm going to move on to the next piece in the Gemara. Okay, everybody ready? All right. So the Gemara says, okay, so I'm 6 lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Aleph, okay? 6 lines of the book. So the Gemara says, Tani Kavati the Reish Lakish. Now, we're going to learn a Braisa that supports the way Reish Lakish says. So Reish Lakish is focused on the giving of the Torah on Har Sinai. Let me see this outside, then we'll do it inside. So there's a Pasuk, and we've had this before as well. It says, Vayishpon Kvot Hashem on Har Sinai, Vayichaseh Wanan Sheshet Yamin, Vayikram Al Sheba Yom HaShvi'i. Again, the Gemara always quotes the beginning of the Pasuk, you need the whole Pasuk. So it says at the end of Parsha Mishpatim, that by Shkon Kvod Hashem on Har Sinai, that God's glory rested on Har Sinai. What does it say? By Shkon Hashem Kvod on Har Sinai, by Chasei Uhanan Sheshet Yamin, and the cloud covered it for 6 days. So the $64,000 question is, what is Vayechasei who? In other words, is the cloud, is that a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu? Does it mean the cloud engulfed Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days and then he summoned Moshe Rabbeinu after that? And that would be lead to a pshat that there was Prisha with Moshe Rabbeinu. Or does Vayechasei Hanan, the simple pshat in the pasuk is, the cloud covered Har Sinai for 6 days. And on the seventh day, he called Moshe Rabbeinu. So if I say that second pshat, we'll see in the Gemara, it's going to come out that if I say the Torah was given as Machloket Tanayim when the Torah was given on the 6th or the 7th of Sivan, so according to one Tan, it was given on the 7th of Sivan, and he learns that the cloud covered Har Sinai and that Hashem called the Moshe Rabbeinu to give him the Torah on the 7th day. Then I don't have any Libut. But another Tana learns, and this will go well with Reish Lakish, that it means after Matan Torah, the Moshe Rabbeinu went and was enveloped in the cloud, and then he after 6 days of being enveloped in the cloud, Hashem calls them to come closer to him. So that'll support Reish Lakish. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, "Tani kvat Reish Lakish, Moshe Allah ba'anan, v'nekaseh ba'anan, v'nekanesh ba'anan." Moshe Rabbeinu went up in a cloud, and was covered in a cloud, and was sanctified in a cloud. He did the Kabel Torah l'Yisrael b'kedusha, so that he could receive the Torah in a state of kedusha and give it to Klal Yisrael. Shene'emar, v'eshkon kvod Hashem al Har Sinai. He says that the God's glory dwelt on Har Sinai. This is after the Aseret HaDibrot given. That was at the beginning. Now, the Gemara thinks initially in the Hava Mina that these 6 days preceded the 40 days. So I have 6 days of sequestration followed by 40 days. But the Gemara is going to learn eventually that it means that it was that the 6 days are included in the 40 days. Okay? So it means that by Chaseu Hanan, the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu is like in this zone. And then on the seventh day, Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem calls Moshe Rabbeinu. That's going to support Reish Lakish. That's Rabbi Yossi Glili. Rabbi Kiva Omer, by Shkon Kvod Hashem, by Rosh Chodesh. So Rabbi Kiva learns, no, by Shkon Kvod Hashem, meaning on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Klal Yisrael arrived at Har Sinai. And then by Shkon Kvod Hashem, in other words, so Hashem, his glory dwelt on Har Sinai, turn the page, and Delon Beis, by Chaseu Hanan Lahar. And the cloud covered the mountain. By Yikral Moshe, and then he, Hashem, calls out to Moshe, Moshe v'choysa omdim, meaning, even though he's calling out to Moshe, he's really calling out to everybody, because all of Klal Yisrael is going to receive the Torah. In other words, the Torah here is giving special kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu, but really, Hashem is calling out to everyone. Anochi and lo yelecha. That's the way Rabbi Akiva learns the Pesukim. So according to Rabbi Akiva, Vada, I don't have any proof for sequestration on Yom Kippur. Now, the Brisa continues, let's all focus, on line 3, Rabbi Natan Omer, Lubakta v'lumareik achid, this is going back with the first pshat, that he was sequestered for 6 days before Hashem brought him to an inner place, you know, a more holy place. So Lubakta v'lumareik achid, shnish v'me'av, l'sumo k'malach ha'esharei. Rabbi Natan said Hashem wanted to, like expunge food and eating, food and drink from his system, so it'll be like the Malachi Asharet. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu is about to receive the Torah, and he's going to be like the Malachim. So Hashem, and he doesn't eat and drink for 40 days. Hashem wanted to get the food and drink out of him. Now, if I say that's the Pshat, then I also don't have a proof for the priesthood of the Kohen Gadol. In other words, that's, he says, in other words, I only have to be like the Malachi Asharet when I'm receiving the Torah, otherwise I don't need anything. Rabbi Matki ben Charash Omer, Lubaktub Ella Ayem Alav, Deche Torah Nitna Ve'ema Beretet Ubezea. So Rabbi ben Charash says Hashem wanted to like instill fear in Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Torah is given with fear, trembling, and shaking. Shinemar, Ivdu et Hashem B'yira V'gilu B'ra'adah. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, serve Hashem with fear and be joyous with trembling. My Gilu B'ra'adah, what does it mean, joyous with trembling? Our Bada Barmatna, I'm a Rav. This is no longer the Bryce, this is the Gemara speaking. Meaning at the time receiving the Torah, which is a joyous occasion, you should have trepidation and fear. So that last sod also gives us some insight into why we should have Prisha. Remember, I think, where's Robert? Robert, where's Robert? Robert, you still here, Robert? You're paying attention to the Gemara? So here, the Gemara is saying that the Prisha could be like to prepare yourself for the event that you're facing. In other words, to get to the proper state of mind and what you're attempting to accomplish. So then that could be something that would apply to the Kohen Gadol as well. Okay, let's see back in the Gemara. The Now, the Gemara says, "B'mai kimiflagi, Rabbi Yossi agli, Rabbi Akiva." So the Gemara says, so we have a machloket between Rabbi Yossi Glili, who's the first Tana in the Braisa, and Rabbi Akiva, who's the second Tana in the Braisa. Remember, Rabbi Yossi Glili said that the events take place after Matan Torah, that Hashem envelops them in a cloud and then calls them on the seventh day. And Rabbi Akiva says, no, it's before Matan Torah. Uh-oh, my battery power. Uh-oh, I'm going to be in Gehakta Surah, so tap here to turn on power saving mode. Now, let me see. If one second, let me go back. Let me see. How do I do the power saving mode? One second. Give me 1 second. I had something that showed up here, and I don't know where it went. Power saving mode. Estimated power life, I have an hour and a half, so I should make it. Hopefully. Okay, so I'm going to continue on the way we are. Okay? I can't do that either. Okay, so let's skip that. Okay, let's get back to where we were. Okay, we're back to where we should be good for an hour and a half, so hopefully. Oh, all right. Well, listen, if I get terminated, I'm going to try to link up again with Yosef's cell phone. Okay, I apologize for the technical problems here, and it's a learning experience. Okay, so the Gemara says, so B'mai Kimiflagi, I'll try to do this quickly now. B'mai Kimiflagi, Rabbi Yossi Agli, Rabbi Akiva. What's the point of dispute between them? B'plugta Dahani Tanai. So they, in essence, have a machloket, the same machloket that the following Tanaim have. The Tanya, B'shisha B'chodesh Na'at Torah L'Yisrael. So the Tanakama holds that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Rabbi Yossi Amir B'shivabo. Now this Rabbi Yossi is not the same as Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We had Rabbi Yossi Aglili before. This is Rabbi Yossi. Two different people, and they don't line up. Rabbi Yossi Amir B'shivabo. So the Gemara will explain how the two link up. But first, Mandamar B'shisha, B'shisha Nino B'shivala. The one who says that the Torah was given on the 6th day, he holds that the Torah was given on the 6th day, and on the 7th day, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai. Skip the parentheses. Mandamar B'shiva, one who holds that the Torah was given on the seventh day, the Shiva Nina will be Shiva Allah. So if you notice, the key thing to notice here is they both agree Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the seventh. Okay, that's the key. Remember that they both agree that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the seventh. One holds that he went up the day after the Torah was given. One holds the day the Torah was given. Now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Savar Lo Kitana Kama, the Amar B'shisha B'chodesh Na Torah. Now, Rabbi Yossi Glili was the first Tana in the Brice that we did on Amun Aleph. He holds like the Tana Kama that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. Hilkach Zayamasa Achar Aseret HaDibrot. So, in other words, if the Torah says that, in other words, we have two alternative Pshatim in the Pasuk, by Shkon Kvod Hashem Al Har Sinai, by Chaseihu Hanan Sheshet Yamin, the cloud covered it for 6 days. So it's either Moshe Rabbeinu or Har Sinai. And then he calls to Moshe on the seventh day. So it's either this is after Matan Torah or it's before Matan Torah, and he's calling him. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi Glili, who held that it's after Matan Torah, he holds the Torah was given on the sixth day of Sivan. So he can't say that the cloud covered Har Sinai and that Hashem calls Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day. That doesn't work out. He says, Vayishkon kvod Hashem Har Sinai v'chasen on sheshet yamim l'Moshe. In other words, so it means that the cloud covered Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days, by Moshe b'yom ha'shvi'i, and then on the seventh day he calls him the Kibuli Shar Torah. In other words, to get the rest of the Torah. In other words, we'll see in a minute. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is clearly saying that this is after Matan Torah, and then Hashem envelops him in a cloud for 6 days, and then he calls him, now let me give you the rest of the Torah. He says on the sixth wide line, if you would say in the alternative, that the cloud covered Har Sinai and Rosh Chodesh, by Chaseihu Hanan Lahar, and the cloud covered the mountain, that would be the alternative, by Yikra Moshe B'yom HaShvi'i, the Kibuli Aseret HaDibrot, and then he would call Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day, presumably, to receive the Ten Commandments, because that's the next thing to do, HaKabil Hu Mishisha, but they already got it on, in other words, Rabbi Yossi Glili holds Torah was given on the sixth of Sivan. So he's not going to hold that by Chaseu Hanan means that it covered the mountain, and he calls Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day to get the Ten Commandments, because in his sequence of events, he got the Ten Commandments right on the sixth. Mahayistali Hanan Mishisha, and the cloud had already, you know, disappeared after 6 days. Now, just a few more lines, and then I will pause. Okay, and we have a little power left. Rabbi Akiva Savar La to Rabbi Yossi. And the second opinion of the Braisa, which is Rabbi Akiva, he holds like Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa we did above, the Amar B'Shiva B'Chodesh in the Torah Israel. He holds the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. So the Gemara says, in other words, so he holds the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. So the cloud covers Har Sinai for 6 days, and on the 7th day, he calls Moshe Rabbeinu, and all of Klal Yisrael given the Torah. B'Shleim of the Rabbi Akiva, now, okay, so let me pause for 1 second while we still have electricity. So does everybody understand the what we just explained? Let me just review again. Let me repeat again, and then I'll take some questions, okay? So so we learned the Braisa, which is supporting Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says that Har Sinai is the source for Prisha on Yom Kippur. That's the first you saw. Okay, Har Sinai is the source for Prisha before Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol. So in the Braisa, we learned the first opinion, which was Rabbi Yossi Aglili. He says that the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, which we now know, based on what the Gemara has explained. And when it says, Vayishkon Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichaseu Hanan Sheshet Yamim, the way Rabbi Yossi Aglili learns is that the cloud after Matan Torah enveloped Moshe Rabbeinu for 6 days. And then on the 7th day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu summoned Moshe Rabbeinu to give him the rest of the Torah. That's correct. Okay, so Yosef said it's the 13th of Sivan. Robert says you can't hear when Yosef says things. Okay, so I'm repeating it. Okay, so then that's the support for Reish Lakish. In other words, you need a Prisha, you need to be, you know, sequestered for a period of time before you receive the Torah. And then in the Braisa Agav Orecha, we learned different reasons for the sequestration. One would not apply to the priest of the Kohen Gadol, was to clear out the food and drink from his system, so it'll be like a Malach Hashem. But the other is that he'd be in the right state of mind. And Mishnah Moshe Rabbeinu was already, you know, compared to us, was 100, you know, 1,000 times ready before. But he needed like preparation to think, you know, what I'm about to attempt to do. Okay, that's the first opinion. The second opinion is Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. So he learns the simple pshat in the pasuk, which is more natural according to the words, by Chaseu Hanan Sheshet Yamim, that the cloud covered Har Sinai for 6 days, meaning from Rosh Chodesh to the 6th of Sivan. And then on the 7th day, Hashem calls Moshe, but we learned in the Braisa, it means not just Moshe, but all of Klal Yisrael, but the Torah is giving Kabo to Moshe Rabbeinu to get the Aseret HaDibrot. Okay? That's what we learned up till now. Now, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did so far?
Wasn't there a sugya somewhere about what day of the week the Torah was given?
No. You're thinking the Gemara Masechet Shabbos. It's around Daf Pei Zayin, and the Gemara says everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. Everybody agrees the Torah was given on Shabbos. But it's Machloket when Rosh Chodesh Sivan one, whether on a Sunday or a Monday.
Right.
Everybody agrees the Torah was given on a Shabbos. The question is, was that the 6th of Sivan or the 7th of Sivan?
So by the fact that we count Sphira from Pesach to Shavuot,
right,
why should there be Machloket whether it was given on Vav or Zion?
Yeah, but again, with the Luach, again, this is the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. So the Gemara says that Shavuot can sometimes be the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th of Sivan. There's a big sugya about how Shavuot works out. Let me leave it on the side for now. It's a whole big discussion, but I just have to leave it on the side for now. But when they were Mekadesh al-Pi Re'iya, Shavuot could have come out on the 5th, the 6th, or the 7th of Sivan, right? There's a whole question whether we celebrate Shavuot on the day the Torah was actually given, or the day that was the Torah to be given. But let me leave that. Okay, any other questions?
So is the derivation of the 7-day sequestration of the Kohen Gadol from the time that Moshe ascended on Mount Sinai? Is that where the connection is?
According the way Reish Lakish is learning, based on this Braisa that supports his position, that we're learning it from there. That's where we're learning the sequestration of Aharon, correct? Right, like the first Tana in the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi Aglili. That's what Yosef was just saying, right?
Got it.
Okay, everybody good? Okay, I'm moving on. Okay, we still have a little electricity left. Okay. Wait, I have 12%. Okay. Okay, so around the 10th very wide line. The 10th very wide line. Everybody think? Okay. So the Gemara says, B'shlema the Rabbi Akiva. Everybody think? B'shlema the Rabbi Akiva. Now, Rabbi Akiva is the one who says that the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. B'shlema the Rabbi Akiva. Hanud the Mashkaka law. The Shavasar B'tabos the Shtabru Alukot. So now, if you remember, everybody agreed that Moshe Rabbeinu went up on the 7th of Sivan. Remember when we did the Brice before, I pointed it out to you, that even the one who says the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan holds that Moshe Rabbeinu went on the 7th, and the one who says the Torah was given on the 7th says that he went up that day. But everybody agrees he went up on the 7th of Sivan. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Akiva, I understand now, Chazal teach us on the 17th of Tammuz, so one of the events that took place on the 17th of Tammuz was the Luchot were broken, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down after 40 days. So it works out well, according to Rabbi Akiva. Why? I have 6 days of Sivan taken out. I'm left with 24 days left in Sivan. V'shitzar the Tammuz and 16 days in Tammuz. Maluluhu arben yomim. So then I'm 40 complete days. It means the 40 days will be complete when Moshe Rabbeinu comes down on the 17th of Tammuz, because he's going up on the 7th of Tammuz. So 40 days later will be the 17th of Tammuz. The Hava, so he says maluluhu arben yomim to have a bahar. On the 17th of Tammuz, he came down, he broke the Luchot. So that works out well, according to Rabbi Akiva. Now, the way the Gemara understands Rabbi Yossi clearly right now is the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, and then we think Moshe Rabbeinu had 6 days of Prisha, and then we commenced the 40 days that he was on Har Sinai. That's what we think in the Havamina. So it's 46 days. So he says, El Rabbi Sigli, the Damar Shisha, the Prisha, the Arbin the Har, on Eshinu Tlapat Tamuz, Lo Itabar Luchot. So the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Sigli, Luchot should not have been broken until the 23rd of Tammuz. It's not working out well for him. So Amalak Rabbi Sigli, so Rabbi Sigli would say to you, Arba in the Har, Bahade Shisha, the Prisha. He says, Rabbi Sigli would say, when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu was on 40 days in Har Sinai, that includes the 6 days of Prisha. So even though that was 6 days of preparation. So he's really getting only, you know, he's only getting 34 days, you know, intimate Torah transmission with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, but that's the 40 days. That's the 40 days. So it all works out well. So everybody agrees he went up on the 7th and the 40 days begin from there. And the 40 days conclude on Shabbat Sar B'Tammuz. That works out well. We've resolved that. Everybody good? Everybody good? Okay. Now, all right. So we're around... Where's Michael's here? Welcome, Michael. Okay, we're around the 20th line on Dalet Amud Beis. Okay, so on 4B, around the 20th wide line. Okay, okay. So the Gemara says, Amar Mar. So Amar Mar, we're quoting from the Brisa that we did above. So so again, we're going back to that Pasuk at the end of Parshat Mishpatim. It says, Vayishkona Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, Vayichasei Wanan Sheshet Yamim, Vayikram al Sheba Yom HaShvi'i. He called Moshe Rabbeinu on the seventh day. So Amar Mar, Vayikral Moshe, Moshe v'chol Yisrael omdim. So we said it wasn't just Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe and all Klai Yisrael were standing when he ready to receive the Torah. He's really calling everybody, but just giving kavod to Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara says, that's in the Braisa. So the Gemara says, Messiah Leila Reb Lazar. That supports Reb Lazar. Please, everybody mute themselves. I heard somebody coughing, so obviously somebody's not muted. It says, Messiah Leila Reb Lazar, to Amar Reb Lazar, Vayikral Moshe, Moshe b'choyshel omdin, l'ba'achtuv el'chalek l'kavod l'moshe. So Reb Lazar, who's an Amora, says the same thing that was in the Braisa, but this Braisa supports him. Okay, now, Meifei. Now, the Gemara asks a kasha based on the following Braisa. Holo, holilab. Now, this is focusing on the last pasuk in Parshas Naso. It says, uvomo shalom wei labirito, by daber elav. So last two words in Parshas Naso are by daber elav, that Hashem spoke to him. So meifei kol lo, it doesn't say that Hashem spoke to him, it says kol elav. Moshe shama b'chol Yisrael lo shamu. In other words, it's saying, in other words, the Torah is teaching me that only Moshe Rabbeinu hears when a Kaddish Baruch Hu speaks. The rest of Klal Yisrael don't hear when the Kaddish Baruch Hu speaks to him. So here we just said on the top line in our Gemara, Vayikra Moshe, Moshe B'chus Omdim, everybody's hearing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and yet in this limud, we're saying that only Moshe Rabbeinu hears when Hashem speaks. So the Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. It says, haba Sinai, haba Olam Moed. At Har Sinai, everybody heard a Kadosh Baruch Hu. But when Hashem would speak to him in Olam Moed, you know, during the 40 years, it's only Moshe Rabbeinu would hear. He says, the Ibay name, or else I could say, lo kasha, haba Kriya, haba Dibur. And there's different ways to understand this, but I could say there's a difference between by Yikra is louder, and then everybody hears that. But it says Dibur mi daberi lav, that only Moshe Rabbeinu heard. Or it could be that Kriya means they hear something being said, but they don't understand exactly what's being said. All right. Now, Reb Zrika Rami Kroy coming to Reb Lazar, Ba'amri Lo, Am Reb Zrika, Reb Lazar Rami. So either Reb Zrika posts contradiction of Pesukim before Reb Lazar, or others say that Reb Zrika said that Reb Lazar posed the contradiction of Pesukim. Tiv, one pasuk says, V'liyachol Moshe Lavo Olam Oed, Ki Shekhan Alav Hanan. One pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't come to Olam Oed, which is the Mishkan, because the Anan was on it. He says, in other words, so he can't penetrate the Anan. The Anan represents like the Bod Hashem. He can't penetrate the Anan. Uchtiv, V'liyachol Moshe B'toch Anan. And then another pasuk says that this was at the end of Parshat Mishpatim, the Moshe Rabbeinu entered the Anan. So what is it? Can he enter the Anan or he can't enter the Anan? Well, so the Gemara answer is, but Hashem would grab Moshe Rabbeinu and brought him into the Anan. So at Har Sinai, that's the way he's learning. The Bei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, Nemar is a different answer. So Braisa from the Beis Medrash Shmuel taught, Nemar Kan B'toch. All right, we're down to 9%, but we're getting there. This is Nemar Kan B'toch. Nemar Lahalan B'toch. So it says, by Avo Moshe B'toch HaAnan, the Moshe Rabbeinu entered the cloud, and it says B'toch at Kriyas Yamsuf. By Avo B'nisho B'toch HaYam. Malahalan Shviel, just like at Kriyas Yamsuf, there was a pathway that was opened up for them. There was even those water, you can't go in the water, but he opened up a path for Klal Yisrael, Afkan Shviel. So here too, when it says by Avo Moshe B'toch HaAnan, means Hashem, he couldn't enter the Anan, but then Hashem opened the pathway for him, and he was able to enter the Anan. Okay, who's got questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay. Now, okay, we're 10 lines from the bottom, and I'm trying to go a little quicker so I don't lose electricity, but I think we're doing okay. Okay, now, by Yikra Moshe, by Yidaber, this is a different pasuk. This is the first pasuk in Sefer by Yikra. It says, by Yikra Moshe, by Yidaber, Timi Lav, may all the way lay more. So, by Yikra Moshe by Daber, Lama Hikim Kriya LaDibur. So, why does it says by Yikra El Moshe by Daber? It says he called and he spoke. So why does he Kriya before Dibur? Lim the Torah Derech Eretz. The Torah here is teaching me proper etiquette manners. Shlo Yomar Adam Davar LaChaveiro. A person shouldn't say something to his friend. Elam King Koreu. Unless I call him first. In other words, he gets too abrupt. In other words, like, I say, you know, like I don't start talking to him, and I'm going to say, John, can I talk to you a minute, or whatever, and then I speak to him. So the Gemara says, Messiah Reb Chanina. This supports Reb Chanina. The Amar Reb Chanina, Lo Yomar Adam Davar L'Chaveiro King Koreu. Okay, that's showing. That's it. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything I did so far? Everybody good? Okay, nice seeing everybody here. Nice seeing everyone. Okay, one second. I got to get back to my screen. I'm sorry, I lost it in a second. Oh, what did I do? What did I do? One second. Okay, I'm back. Okay, I got everybody. Okay. All right. On which one? Yeah, so one pasuk says he couldn't enter the cloud. The other pasuk says he did enter the cloud. So how did he penetrate the cloud? So one answer is that a Kadosh Baruch grabbed him and brought him into the cloud. Normally he couldn't do it, but the other answer is that it means like the water. I can't cross the Yam Suf, but Hashem opened up like a pathway in the Yam Suf. So Hashem opened up a pathway in the cloud, and then he was able to do it. All right, so I'm going on now. The pasuk says lay more at the end of the first pasuk in Vayikra. Vayikra Moshe by Deber Elokim Ilav Me'ol Moed lay more. I think so. He says Amar. Now here you have to do. I'm a Rebbe Menasya, Barbarei the Rebbe Menasya, Mishmei the Rebbe Menasya, Rabbo. So Rabbi Nasya, who is the grandson of Rabbi Nasya, to the name of the great Rabbi Nasya. I assume he said the name of his grandfather. That's what I assume. Minayin lo omer debar l'chaveiro shu b'bal yomar. How do I know if somebody says something to, if Reuben says something to Shimon, it means he says it to him privately. You know, he says, come, I want to speak to you, you know, privately, whatever. So the listener, Shimon, is under an admonition not to tell anybody. Unless the Reuven tells him it's okay to speak to all other people. Shinemar by the Bereish Shemilav may all the way lay more. Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu may all the way lay more. He says the way the Gemara understands it is low and more. In other words, you shouldn't repeat it. If you look at Rashi, the six lines from the bottom or eight lines. Shubaval Yomar Hule Tamad Lomar lay more low and more. Had to bring Ela and Tain Notain LeRishut that you shouldn't repeat the words. Let's get Rishut. That's what he's learning. All right. Now, the Gemara says, now, the Gemara is moving to a different point. We had the Machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, where we learned the Miluim from. So just repeating for the many times, Rabbi Yochanan learns it from, excuse me, I'm sorry. He says that Rabbi Yochanan learned that the priest before Yom Kippur is from Miluim, and Reish Lakish learned it from Har Sinai. But it sounds like they both hold that Miluim quotes to Ben Ma'ake Behen, that by the Miluim, any detail the Torah specifies should be done. If you don't do that detail, the Avoda is Pasol. In other words, because each detail is vital for the Avoda. He says, Deitmar, Miluim, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, Chadamar quotes to Ben Ma'ake Behen, Chadamar, Devar Ma'aki of the Dor Ma'aki Behen, Shemak the Dorini Ma'aki Behen. So the Gemara quotes to Ma'aklok, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. One says, whatever is by the Milum is Ma'aki. One holds, no, only if it's something that would be Ma'aki by the other Korban is Ma'aki. If it's something wouldn't be Ma'aki in the Dor, it's not Ma'aki. So to sign the Rabbi Yochanan, who the Mark to be Ma'aki Behen. So the Gemara says, you should conclude that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who says that whatever is written is Ma'aki. Why? We commonly Rav Shimon Lakish Rav Yochanan. We had this in yesterday's daf because in the conversation between Reish Lakish and Rav Yochanan, he says Reish Lakish says Rav Yochanan, "Yimam Miluim Kol Ketubah Ma'akev Behen." He says, just like Miluim, everything that's written is Ma'akev. So let me just see what he said. Where was the time? Right. Yeah. So Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan, by the Miluim, everything is Ma'akev. So by the priestly, by the Kohen Gadol, is everything Ma'akev? And then he said, but the understudy, they don't do Prisha with the understudy, and if necessarily he's got to do the Avoda. So that was the kash he asked them. So he says, Meet commonly Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan, Imam Miluim Kol Ketubah Ma'akev Behen, Lo K'mahadu Leiv Lo Midi. So, in other words, it's taken as a given in that conversation that everybody accepts, or the clearly Rabbi Yochanan accepts the idea that everything is Ma'aki by the Miluim, because he didn't respond to it. It's time. So the Gemara says you should conclude that way. All right, let me do another eight words, then I'll take some questions and go on. My Binayim, so what's the nafgamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Chanina about whether it's Ma'aki or not? The top line on Hamad Aleph. So Amar Rabbi Yosef, Smicha Ike Binayim. So he says, Smicha. Smicha is when you lean on the korban, but let's say you didn't lean on the korban. So he says, so it says you need to do smicha by the miluim. So if you don't do smicha, you're in gahak the tourist. He says, so, but the other one who holds it just commend to smicha ma'akev dorot. So smicha is usually not ma'akev, the efficacy of the korban. So he says, it's not ma'akev. All right. Now, all right, any questions, comments, thoughts on any of the Gemara that I, or anything I did tonight so far? All right, now let me just what's up? Say again, repeat. No. Okay, so it means like this. There's two opinions. We have the Miluim, and describes in Torah what you need to do. Yosef asked me, what's Ma'akev, what's not Ma'akev by the Miluim? So going over it. So in the Torah, it says, do A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. Bring this korban, sprinkle this, do that, do smicha, do that, the other. So the question is every detail ma'akev or not? That's the question. So Rabbi Yochanan says every detail is ma'akev. And Rabbi Pina holds, no, only things that would be ma'akev by other korbanot are ma'akev. If it's not ma'akev in general, it's not ma'akev. That's the ma'akev. So the Gemara says, we know that Rabbi Yochanan is going to hold ma'akev because of a conversation Reish Lakish had with Rabbi Yochanan yesterday's Gemara. Reish Lakish says to Rabbi Yochanan, oh, you say you learned from the Miluim. So the Miluim, everything is ma'akev. So you're going to say by Prisha, everything is ma'akev? That's the question. And Rabbi Yochanan didn't say, no, I don't hold that way. So he's the one who holds that way. So then the Gemara says, so what's the nafkamina? Whether it's ma'akev or not? So the Gemara says, smicha will be the ma'akev. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? All right, now, let me see if I can do a little bit with Fern. Fern, let me go back to you. Fern, you with me? Okay. So Fern asked, when you were asking with if it's... if Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan, right? So we count 50 days of Sfira. So the 50 days of Sfira...
We count from the second day of Pesach.
Yeah, it doesn't work out with the sixth day of Sivan, right? It doesn't work out well. I'll tell you in a minute. I'll tell you all the problems, and then you'll figure out some of the solutions on another day. So the first thing that's problematical is we said that everybody agrees the Torah was given on a Shabbos. That's what we said. Everybody agrees that, and everybody agrees that Klal Yisrael left on a Thursday, right? Everybody agrees that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday, and the Torah was given on a Shabbos. But if you count 50 days to make the cheshbon, so the 50th day is Shavuos, that'll come out on a Friday. You understand? That's one thing that doesn't
work out. Right, 49 plus one.
Okay. We're okay. I'm about to really lose this power. Okay, so let me. I'm going to wrap it up now because I think I'm losing all power. Okay, I can't even get brightness left. Okay, anyway, that's one problem, and the other problem is that with the 50 days, again, we said that the Gemara says that sometimes the Shavuos is on the 5th, the 6th, the 7th of Sivan. That's another problem that comes up. So, all right, but I'm going to have to leave it at this point in time. Okay, I think that's going to be it for tonight. Okay, so listen, let me end the recording, and then I'll speak to everybody one second. Let me try to end the recording now. Let me see if I can get anything here on this thing. Let me see if I can get that sign here. One second.
What time is Daf on Shabbos?
All right, one second. Let me end the recording. One second. I got it. One second. Oh, separate.